Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
It is Oscar weekend, and he prepares for it all year. It's his special. And I think this is the biggest weekend for him as well. Ladies and gentlemen, with his Oscar spectacular preview, here is Internet Radio Tommy.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing, Tom?
Here I am. It's a big night in Hollywood coming up Sunday, and it's Internet Radio Tommy broadcasting live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I got to do my intro.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You prepared it.
Let me do my intro. Calm down.
Weeks of preparation.
Yeah, I have prepared for a while. It's Internet Radio Tommy, and I'm really, really excited because it's Oscar weekend. And we're here. We're not really here. We're at the Academy. Well, we're not at the Academy Awards, but
I jump in? I know you're doing your intro, but let me ask. Where are you? Are you in Hollywood?
No.
No, are you in Los Angeles?
No, I'm not exactly.
Okay, Orange County?
No.
Burbank?
No.
Where are you?
I'm in my mother's basement where I always am.
Well, you're always there.
I know, Rob. Come on. Let me do the thing.
Okay, do your intro. I'm sorry.
So this is Internet Radio Tommy, and I've got some fun facts about the Oscars that you might not know.
Oh, so this is the research that you're not going to save this for your show. You're going to spill it on our show.
All the other shows can tell you all about the nominees,
right,
and who they think's going to win and all that stuff. But I'm going to tell you some behind-the-scenes facts about the Oscars.
Have you seen a lot of the movies?
What?
Have you seen the movies that are nominated?
No.
None of them?
No, I don't have the money to go out to the movies. It's too expensive.
I understand, but you haven't seen any of them? What about Gravity? Everyone saw Gravity.
Gravity's the one about the spacesuits, right?
Yes, that's the one, Tom.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I got some Oscar fun facts.
Okay, let's go with the fun facts. Oh, do you want your music again?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a wonderful night for Oscar, who will win?
Who's posting this year?
What?
Who's hosting the Oscars this year?
Ellen DeGeneres.
She's wonderful.
Thank you. Don't ask me about the nominees.
Yeah, okay. Oh, not about the nominees.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe can I ask one question?
What, Rob? What?
Do you think that Oscar is going to smile on Sandra Bullock?
I think Oscar's going to be late, like he always is.
No, not that Oscar.
Oh, the other Oscar.
Yeah.
Oh.
For those of you wondering why Oscar's been so quiet during the bit.
Oscar loves persecution. All right, anyway.
So these are fun facts, Dave.
Yes. A lot of you. Hi, this is Internet Radio Tommy with a brief look behind the scenes at the Oscars and all the fun facts you might not know.
So these are fun facts.
Yeah, Rob, I said they're fun facts.
All right,
come
well, then let's get started.
Okay.
Why are you dragging your ass?
I'm not. Stop it.
Let's get to the comedy, man.
Here we go.
Yeah.
This is from a publication that's online that's called The Wrap.
What? Like WRAP?
It's the online magazine that covers Hollywood. Come on.
Okay.
Oscar statuettes are shipped in styrofoam containers. Once the statuettes are removed from the containers, the styrofoam is broken into pieces, so nobody can fish a makeshift Oscar mold out of the Dolby Theater dumpster. Rob, are you there?
This is a fun fact.
Okay. The Academy...
You have more?
Yeah.
Do they get funner?
Shut up, Rob. Okay, shut up.
Well, let me do a reset real quick.
Okay.
We're here with Internet Radio Tommy, and these are his Oscar preview fun facts. He's been prepping all the year.
That's right.
But he hasn't seen any of the movies.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No. The Academy makes sure that enough Oscar statuettes are on hand to cover the most possible winners in every category. For instance,
okay,
if Gravity or Nebraska wins...
Nebraska.
Right. They'll need two Oscars for the two producers. But if 12 Years a Slave wins, they'll need five.
So that would be three more.
Yeah.
Can you tell me anything about this movie, Nebraska? It's sort of an under-the-wire deal.
It's a state out in the West.
No, the movie, Nebraska.
I don't know.
Do you think Oscar is going to smile on Bruce Dern?
I think he will if he gets here on time.
Okay, what's your next
number
fact?
Four.
Yes.
This year, the maximum number of Oscars they can be given out in all 24 categories, barring ties, is 70.
That's fascinating. fascinating.
The minimum is 48.
Which?
Why are you laughing?
Where's the smart money?
Come on.
You know what I'm laughing,
right,
John? Because
ahead.
These are fun.
You want to hear about the envelopes?
I just hope, you know what, after hearing all of your fun facts, I hope that this next fun fact has to do with numbers.
Don't be a dick.
Okay, go ahead.
Working from two sets of cards listing every possible winner in every category, the two PricewaterhouseCoopers partners who lead the Oscar ballot team prepare and seat two sets of envelopes bearing the names of the winners.
Yes.
Beware, prepare and seal, not seat.
No, seal is the word you word.
Seal. They seal the envelope.
Sure.
Damn it.
No, you're fine. You're fine. We can fix it in
there.
Damn
it, I hate when I screw up.
Hey, have you ever met...
When I screw up.
Tom?
Hi.
Have you ever met Price, Waterhouse, or Cooper?
That's funny, Rob.
No, it's not.
You want to hear about the rehearsal?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I hope there's a statistic involved.
When stars show up to rehearse their lines, which typically happens a day before the Oscar show, sometimes called Star Day, they are asked to open a rehearsal envelope.
Right.
And read whatever winner is named inside.
Okay, what is that the actual winner, though?
I don't know.
All right.
Come
on. I'm just trying to figure out how to do Star Day.
Would you like to hear about the venue?
More than anything in the world.
The Dolby Theater was built in an area originally meant to hold the parking garage for the Hollywood and Highland Shopping Center.
Well, that's fascinating. You mean that before it was a theater, it was an empty lot?
Yeah, you are right, Anna's breath. When the Academy asked for a theater, the site's developers switched underground parking.
That's great.
To make room for the theater.
So the underground parking is where they can put things like, I don't know, cars.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
After the Oscars in 2012, Dolby signed a naming rights deal with the theater, and it was renamed.
Oh, Dolby.
So the ballroom in which the Governor's Ball takes place, formerly the Grand Ballroom at the Hollywood and Highland, is now Ray Dolby Ballroom.
Now, do you have tickets to the Governor's Ball?
No, I'm in my mother's living room. Rob, you're being a total dick.
TMOS Classic.
And so I'm pissed because I've dealt with people and traffic all day long, and this just lights my candle. And this is maybe the time when you just let it go.
Sure.
And the normal person lets it go. Your boy has trouble letting things go like this. I've
particularly
got to stop
at this moment,
behavior.
Right?
So the family finishes, and I make a step forward, thinking that maybe he's in his device.
Maybe he's looking for the reservation number. Who knows?
I'm not going to wait. I think he was checking in online, if you were to be accurate. But the point is, I move forward because at this point, if he's overdoing his own thing, I'm not yielding to him as I would have if he had been even within 5 feet of the
Happens to me at McDonald's all the time. Like, are you in line?
Obviously, he's pulling his dink trip anyway, so he's very aware of me, and he moves forward and says, it's me. And okay, here he goes. I'm like, okay, just as good over here. And he turns around and said, you really shouldn't F with people. And he uses the F word. I'm like, ooh, it's good. It's escalated fast. I said,
wow, he came out of the chute like that?
Yeah. He, as it turns out, he's the angrier man in this situation, which I'm not accustomed to. As you know, I'm used to being the angriest man in the room.
That's true.
And so I look over and go,
you can buy Mike's book on Amazon, The Angriest Man in the Room.
I said, look, dude, I've been in a car for 14 hours. He's like, so have I. I know that's a lie. And so he's like, so have I. And I'm like, okay, look, whatever. Just do your thing. And so he checks in and then gets done checking in. I'm right in back of him. And then it's eyeball to eyeball. Mm-hmm. And it's over. And he goes walking back. And I check in, I know for some reason Carla and my son goes up to the hotel. I'm down at the desk by myself. I get checked in, and I did. I don't know why they went up. I gave them the key and sent them up, and I had to do something else.
Okay.
At the I don't know why, but they were up in the hotel before I was. So I finish up what I'm doing in the lobby. This guy has long since checked in. I get on the elevator. And I go up to the fourth floor, which is where my hotel room is. I get up to the fourth floor, the doors open, and there he is again.
Oh,
and
no.
at this point, I start laughing.
Because
it's funny. Well, no, it's funny to me.
At that point, what else? Yeah, the fact that
I've let go.
Mono a mono once again.
By the way, the guy, because he went off on me, was very short with the front desk person. I should point this out.
Okay.
The front desk person points and goes, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To me. Because the guy was being rather dickish. At this point, the elevator doors open, and I'm like, oh, it's you again.
Mike, that's actually all I said. I have a tape of your laugh.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, so it's you again. At this point, the guy goes, "Well, you want to step outside?"
Oh God!
Oh no!
I look at him. I said, "Seriously, yeah. It's in between. He's holding the elevator door." I said, "Are you serious?" I said, "Are you kidding me? I'm 58 years old. I don't want to go outside and fight you. I've got my family down the room here." He said something like, "Well, you shouldn't open your sock with he's using, you shouldn't open your, you shouldn't run your sock or something." I don't know what he was saying. He was using some Georgia Bulldog.
Well, you really shouldn't open your sock.
Jargon that was there. And so he gets back on, and I'm like, and I think it was a little F you and then an F you, and the elevator door closed, and that was it. It was so intense that the next morning at our free breakfast,
Continental.
I was looking out for the guy, because I said, and then I made Carla laugh. She said, "Well, why are you looking out for him?" I said, "Well, because when you're getting your eggs, I'm going to hit him over the head with a chair." But I wasn't able to find him. That was scary, though.
Yeah.
Well, he had crazy eyes. So yeah.
He was not balanced.
No, I didn't want to mess with this guy at all. I didn't.
No.
But I also, it's the Irish thing. You don't want to mess with him.
I thought it was you drink and then fight, not just fight.
Yeah. Well, 14 hours in a car, the exact same mental state than when you're drinking in a bar for 3 hours. That's the way it goes.
This, I start with something so extraordinarily sweet. Did you watch Jeopardy last night?
Yeah, I had not.
I didn't watch it. I watched the clip. And
this is really touching in that one of those times when Final Jeopardy, the guy did not have the answer. And sometimes they'll just say, "What is question mark?" or "What is the name of their kid?" or whatever. He did this, and the reaction, it really got me.
He couldn't win. He was so before me.
Yeah, it just got caught in my throat.
In the title of a groundbreaking 1890 expose of poverty in New York City slums, these three words follow: how the... Drew, you're smiling. I like that. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is "we love you" out? That's very kind of you. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
You just wrote "we heart Alex." Aww. So sweet. So sweet.
Yeah, and it's just, he is fighting the fight, man. Mm. I mean, he's cemented his legacy as just a brave guy, and everybody is just it would be wonderful to see a happy ending. This is a insidious form of the disease.
It was so, I think the reason that is so strikingly touching is that he's been so stoic throughout.
Yeah.
And I think it caught him off guard.
Caught him by off guard, and it's so funny, because I mean, you would think that I would have liked to see the Jeopardy audience break into applause there, but I think they keep a pretty tight ship over there.
They do. But anyway, I just thought that was extraordinarily sweet, and what a thoughtful thing for that contestant to do that. However, good day on Jeopardy. Not a great day if you went to Tyler, the Creator's music festival. I think they floated a rumor that they were going to have a special guest, Frank Ocean.
Oh.
But Frank Ocean didn't come out as a special guest. It was Drake.
Oh.
And the crowd, I would think Drake would be a good substitute, right? The crowd was wanting Frank Ocean, and after Drake does his first number, his reaction, I would not classify it as positive.
Flo, no, make some noise for yourself tonight. You know, I'm going to tell you, like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up? If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. Well, look, it's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
So he left?
Yep. And there is one bitch on wheels in that audience that was just screaming, "No!
No! No! Get off the stage."
So be careful.
No, I think I would feel the same way.
Really?
Yeah. If
you don't want me to perform.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And
but I'm shocked that they're not accepting Drake. He's a big deal.
Well, he doesn't have the street cred. They think he's a sellout. Like this is how fickle this audience is. Look at the smash hits he's put out.
Sure.
And they're still, it's not enough.
Yeah, they want more.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
And by the way, after the snack cakes.
Delicious. No, and if you yell no in the council chambers,
funny bones.
If you are at our Las Vegas show at the Cancel Chambers Theater and you yell no, you will be escorted out. You must support us. This is the rule.
Big, hairy, stinky security that tastes like they ate a full salami before they grabbed you.
Game one of the World Series, maybe the hottest World Series game ever. They said it was 103 when they first started the game. 103 at Dodger Stadium. Also, one of the shortest games in World Series history at like 2 hours, 28 minutes, I think. And most exciting, Larry King behind home plates. You could watch him eat.
Oh, I would have stayed up if I'd known that.
And he was motionless. I mean, absolutely.
Like you think it's weird when we freeze up on Skype?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
But everything around him was like the Matrix. Everything else around him was moving.
We've discussed it before. How much of that is Larry getting a good seat at a game, and how much of his Larry just knowing he's going to be on TV?
He's owned those seats for years. Yeah. Mike.
Has he really?
Years. Okay. Yeah. And I think a little of it is Sean saying, you stay here, we'll come and get you later.
Was he with Sean? Because he's been with another band. Remember when he was with Mary Hart?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're both Dodger fans, right?
I couldn't spot a celeb on either side of
it. No, it really looked like it was a cutout.
But it was.
Sit next to me, Mary, right here, and I'll pull a George H.W. Bush on you.
Do you like dirty jokes?
Yeah. Where are you going to put that Dodger dog? It was a good game. The first time the Dodgers got up to bat, leadoff batter was Chris Taylor. He had a good start.
That is scooped and lifted way out of here into left. Bang! Starts the World Series for Chris Taylor.
So the first Dodger at bat was a home run, but the game was cinched when Justin Turner hit a two-run homer in the sixth.
High fly ball into left. Off the bat of Turner. At the wall, it's gone. Turner makes it 3-1 Dodgers in game one.
Baseball enjoying quite a resurgence in popularity right now. A lot of people are paying attention to this this storyline with, and I'd like to see the Dodgers make it a series, but I'm not sure after last night. They, the Dodgers look the Astros. I said I'd like to make it a World Series.
Yeah,
I don't know. The Dodgers look very, very difficult, and I'll try to say that again when I can speak English. Thank you, thank you very much. I don't give a rat's ass. Can I be honest with you? I tried to fake it just then, but I don't care. You led with the World Series. I didn't watch it last night. It was the Astros and Yankees. That's when I stopped. After that, I was done caring.
I think a lot of
root
people
for
feel
the
that
Astros.
Way.
Yeah. I root for the Astros. I hope for the city of Houston. They deserve it. But the Dodgers. Are the Dodgers and Manamu.
Let's send someone out to Dodger Stadium to see if Larry King is still in his seat.
I know you got the audio ball. I have to tell you this, guys, though, but this was when I was doing mornings, and the most recent incarnation was The Edge when I was doing mornings and coming
in. Oh, was that with Jeff Shamrock?
Thank you. And doing podcasts after that. And the Red Sox, and I was super into the Red Sox, and they would be on the West Coast and sometimes have an extra inning game. And I would just
kill you.
No idea. You don't know what the crushing disappointment is of you staying up, investing that emotional effort into your team,
you
and then they lose in extra innings. You can't.
You gotta watch it.
Yeah. How was the game last night with your 2.5 hours of sleep?
Did it compare with the crushing disappointment of people that watched the David S. Pumpkins Halloween special?
Oh, is that the Tom Hanks one?
I just want to give you one of Tom Hanks's reads, because now Tom Hanks has really just, it sounds to me like he's just decided, I'm going to be a jerk and an idiot now.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins. Any questions?
Great.
Where did this come from?
Saturday Night Live sketch that was not funny. And also, I'm bothered by the fact that sometimes he's David S. Pumpkins and sometimes he's David Pumpkins. They're not consistent. Here's a song. Let's see if you get as far as I got. This is when I turned this. I literally turned the special
ready?
Off, okay?
Right. Who am I?
David Pumpkins. David Pumpkins.
Yeah, we're about tied.
Terrible.
It's horrible.
Really?
Disappointing, Mike. Yeah. Unrewarding.
Unrewarding. Sounds like crap.
Kathy Griffin, however, posted a bizarre rave out on Twitter in which she told an amazing story. Now, she's
By the way, I think she's handled all of this really, really well.
Oh,
well,
God.
She always has. Because she's savvy.
She is so... Oh, my God.
This is based on the fact that she's annoyed that Andy Cohen claimed he didn't know who she was.
Yeah, and I saw this video, by the way. Andy Cohen was just trying to ignore the paparazzi.
Yes, that's all. That's all.
Like, he's walking out of the airport. He looks like he just got rolled in an airplane. He's not camera ready, clearly. And the guy's like, what about your New Year's Eve? Oh, he's like, who? What?
Yeah.
Who? What? He's just walking.
You know what? Let me ask this before you play this.
Yeah.
Just speaking about Kathy Griffin, we have a minute here.
We're fine.
Is there any way, because I'm looking back and saying, hey, she handled this badly, but I'm like, what would have been the best way for her to handle
that
this?
That she is not the victim. Just apologize and slink
you
away.
You got to apologize, and you have to go underground for a year, maybe two.
Yes,
slink away. That's the only way you can do
she
it.
She could almost do without an apology if she just went away.
If she just went away,
if she just went away, because people would forget. But this is probably the highlight. I believe it was a 17-minute rant. This is my favorite part.
I've actually done Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen twice in the, I think, 10 years it's been on. I've never said this before, obviously, but both times I did the show, right before we went live, Andy Cohen privately asked me in an office in Embassy Row, which is the production company that does that show, if I wanted to do blow. All right. I've never had a drink in my life. You guys know I'm no prude, but I'm like kind of a straight edge. I thought he was kidding the first time. Just so you know, Jimmy Kimmel or Seth Meyers has never asked me to do blow before going on the show.
Young lady.
No one from The View has ever asked me to do blow before a show. So I was hoping he was kidding. The second time I do the show, same thing. So once again, we're alone in an office in Embassy Row, and he's like, you want to do some coke? And I'm thinking he's serious. Like, so I know trust me, he's going to say he was kidding and everything. No, he was asking me to do cocaine with him. And that's why I don't do that show. I thought that was weird. And I don't know why he gets away with that.
It's so sad. It's just, you know, oh God.
Actually, if I were Andy Cohen, how I would handle it is say, and people would buy this, he may have said it, but he wasn't looking at her.
But
of all the things you can accuse somebody in Hollywood of these days, during this current climate, she's gonna make this big announcement to really out him. Blow.
That's it.
Like,
and the slight was when he was walking by paparazzi.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so innocuous.
She is very, very sad.
In related news on Watch What Happened Live tonight, the older brother from Stranger Things. So,
well, by the way, can I say one thing though?
Yeah.
How many show of hands? How many think Andy Hewen does blow? I do.
Oh yeah.
You think it's easy to keep that beautiful build? Everybody,
Tony just came in late with that. That's hysterical.
Bill O'Reilly is angry, Mike.
Yes.
Bill O'Reilly is angry at God.
Uh-oh.
Because of his sex scandal.
Am I mad at God? Yeah, I'm mad at him. I wish I had more protection. I wish this stuff didn't happen. I can't explain it to you. Yeah, I'm mad at him. If I die tomorrow and I get an opportunity, I'll say, why'd you guys work me over like that? Didn't you know my children were going to be punished and they're innocent? But then I think about people have a much, much rougher than me.
Think?
And, you know, I'm a big mouth. I'm a target.
That's from his podcast, so I guess that was his choice to put the music under it?
Or
why
somebody else did
would
it.
You do that?
I'm mad at God.
What? Yeah. The millions and millions. What? I mean, this doesn't make sense.
Oh, look who's here.
Santana, it might not make sense to you, but it makes sense to me because, you know, I'm persecuted. And why I'd say that to God, the Lord Almighty. I'd say, listen.
You mad?
I know more than you do.
You know more than God?
I do. That's what I'd say to him. I said, why'd you work me over like that?
What about the music, Bill?
Were you a soldier of the Lord?
Soldier of the Lord. And when I play that music, when I'm in my den, it makes me cry. Thank you.
Speaking of music, can you name this song?
Match Game.
Close. It is a game show.
Damn it.
I'll give you
something about a puzzle. It's a puzzle.
It's the theme to the original Joker's Wild with Jack Barry.
Joker, Joker, Joker.
Very different than what we saw last night on TBS.
Joker, Joker, Joker. Remix. Are you ready to beat the devil?
The game is on. Doggy style. It's time to play the Joker's Wild. The man who put the G back in game shows, Snoop Dogg
presents the Joker's Wild, premiered last night on TBS. It's a reboot of Joker's Wild, hosted by Snoop Dogg in a tuxedo.
Is the rule now seriously that that's going to be the future, that we're no longer going to have the broadcasters doing the Joker's Wild, that it's now going to be celebrities, just celebrities in their own right.
Maybe, you know, maybe. Although there is one thing that I really did enjoy is, you know how on the old show, it almost looked like a slot machine where it would spin and a money amount would come up. One of the most common money amounts that would come up was 420.
Ah, built into the show.
I got it.
It sounds it like roller smoother. Derby. Audio side sounds like it's a roller derby.
It went smoother than I thought it would, and he's actually a better host than I thought he was. But they've definitely they've modernized it, so it's lost that sort of I'm Jack Barry feel. But if you can beat the devil, you will win big money.
Do we have any clips from Snoop?
We do, as a matter of fact. Let's see. Good, here's a question.
Victor, you have no money. Get you some money, man. Spend
all right,
that thing.
Let's do
get
this.
You some. Joker! Joker! Joker!
How long is Snoop going to do this?
Joker question.
This is for $500.
The question is, in 2017, what Spanish language song became the first video to get 3 billion views on YouTube? Is it Bailando? Chantage? And Despacito.
Oh.
Despacito, Snoop. Despacito.
Despacito es correcto.
Was that Snoop doing the accent?
At the end it was, yeah.
Or Shaspazi. Wow.
And the thing that troubles me, though, is anytime a game show involves like a spinning wheel slot machine type thing, it is so easily fixed.
Oh yeah.
Right.
And so I mean we have to wait and see how it works out, but that's
and that's and the amazing thing on game shows, you're right, but it, like with real slot machines, it's not.
No. Weird. Most of the time it's it favors the Patriot, doesn't house. It?
Yay.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.